You mean how many?
Yeah, how many years?
Yeah. Oh, I'd say about 4 years, not long ago.
How old were you when you started that? Did you have any other jobs other than the logging?
Well, I worked in coal fields for a little, about 1 year on the lot.
Where was that?
Jennings, Kentucky.
How old were you when you did that?
About 22, something like that, I guess. 23, something like that.
I see. Now, just what did you do? Tell me, did you travel much? Have you been out of out of East Tennessee much? Much more in addition to that?
Well, not too much. I've been to Washington, D.C., and I've been up in Illinois and Indiana. And then back into Kentucky. That's about all the traveling I've ever done.
Could you tell me a little bit about the mining, what that was like?
Well, not too much. And I worked in the power plant at Jenkins, Kentucky. I didn't work in the mines. I worked in the power plant all the time. I farmed down the power house for the boys.
That's just shoveling coal? Is that...
Yeah, no, well, it was fed by a stoker at that time.
How was the stoker loaded?
It was run by electricity.
I see. That was. Now, when did electricity come into the valley?
I just couldn't. It's not too many years, but I just came in.
I can find that out. That's okay. That isn't very important. Now, is there anything else about the community, about the town itself, the history of the town that you're any other things about the town when it was originally settled and so forth?
Well, I don't know. There's road system wasn't much in this country that back in those days. We had pole roads now instead of having rock and gravel roads, we had pole roads.
Uh-huh. What were they?
You cut poles, though, 6-inch poles, and lay them right side by side, just like your fingers, like that.
Uh-huh.
And the wagons run over these poles.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't no such thing as beating rock and putting in a mud hole. They just pole these roads so they wouldn't mar up.
Yeah.
This ground, this country was shaded. Water stood in it all the time, and you'd mar up if you didn't, when you got all them poles.
So that was because of all the trees. That was before that.
That's right.
Before they cleared it. Huh? How many? What kinds of roads were there? Where would the pole roads go? And how long were they?
Well, they went from one end of the valley to the other.
Where it was needed.
They pulled all of them now, except up on the hill where you go over a hill. They wouldn't pull that, but this level land, like down through there now. They had this all to pull. If you didn't, you just mar down.
What's about the size of the valley?
It's about 6 miles long and about 3 miles wide.
Right
off of one mountain hill. Right.
And that there is there. This is the Iron Mountain.
That's
over
right.
Here, and that comes right around here.
It connects with the Holson.
It connects. So is the valley completely surrounded then?
That's right.
It's completely.
That's right.
What's the mountain down there?
The Cross Mountain.
Now, and that's just about, and where are we in
we're about the center.
About the center of the,
like
the center of the valley.
Right.
What were some of the other families that settled here first?
The Coles and the Garlands and the Berries and the Scots. That's about complete. Just I can remember now in the Blevinses.
Those were some. Now the house that you lived in as a boy, was that the original place that your grandfather had built when he came here?
No, my father built the house that I lived in, the log house.
Mm-hmm. What was that like? Could you kind of describe that house for me?
Well, he just hewed out logs about 18 inches wide. And they was about 6 inches thick, and they notched them on each end. They fit, looked like